Welcome back to the Science 300 podcast. I'm your host, Parwas Brar, and today we're very excited to talk about research happening in our own backyard, especially with the role of the Canadian government in policy making to help endangered animals. Our special guest for the day is Dr. Bill Harrower, an expert and prominent researcher on endangered species in Canada. Welcome. Tell us the important role that these endangered species play in our ecosystems and in our society. Why should the public care more?
Oh, I think the public should care about endangered species because it's the bellwether, the canary in the coal mine to tell us how we're taking care of our environment. So if we're losing species out of the ecosystems of Canada, we're not doing a good job of taking care of the environment that supports us. Right? So Canada is a place with abundant forests, and clean water, and good air, and lots of different species contribute to that benefit. Right? These species also contribute to things like agriculture and other industries, ranching and things like that in Canada. And so I think if we see more and more species becoming endangered, at risk, extinct, extirpated, that really shows us that we're doing a bad job at taking care of the environment.
An important cause indeed. We hear a lot of criticism of the government daily, but also a lot of praise in their handling of ecosystems around the country. Bill, as an industry expert, do you think that the government is doing enough?
Oh, that's a huge question. And I'd have to say no. They're not. So the government Canada is doing a lot in their power to protect endangered species. And it's the government of Canada's responsibility to help protect it. It's also each province's responsibility, right? So each province needs to do those things to work together to improve species at risk. And we can always do more.
That's very true. I 100% agree with you there, Bill. We are in need of more resources. There's so many community groups and even student groups right here on campus that want to help, but they're unable to because of support. And more support from the government would really push that effort so much further. Why don't you tell us about the SARA, which you talked about briefly? What is it and how does it work?
It's a legislative act that protects endangered and threatened species across Canada. So any species whose population is small and vulnerable, or whose range is declining, or whose populations are declining, gets protection under this act.
Very interesting as well. I personally didn't know about the existence of the SARA Act, and I don't think many other people did as well. So maybe the first step could be knowledge translation from you scientists and the government playing a role in getting the community involved on all these initiatives. So Bill, in conclusion, do you have any last words for our listeners today? Anything you want to share with them?
Yeah. So, I would say engage, right? So what I like to see, what the best part about it in public is we want to hear about your ideas. We want to have you engage in making your community a better place. And I think science can help communities become better places. And so I would hope that if you have the opportunity, you can engage either by protecting the environment, your local environment in some way with some local group or an industry, or, an industry connection, or whether you can engage with scientists to help protect species at risk. Right? I think you need to engage in that way and vote.
Thank you so much, Bill. We hope everyone enjoyed listening and stay tuned for our upcoming blog post, which will delve deeper into this topic.